Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening to me under the surface of the sun. Hello and welcome to EGM Analytics, your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast right here in the heart of Ikoyi, Lagos. I'm joined by Moses Kayode, derivative analyst, Eagle Global Markets, as he'll be illuminating on the market overview for the week. I remain your host, Winsala Gotemi, publisher EGM Analytics. And I do hope you are keeping safe during this pandemic. Moses Kayode, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the program today, Gotemi, for the market overview. I really appreciate coming back on the program. For the market overview this week, a lot of economies are beginning to open and reopening. And a lot of activities are restoring back to states. As we also see different reports coming up of the new second wave of the coronavirus infection. And this is now the second fear, which is now going to clarify what will happen to the entire global market as we go into different sessions of the market. Now, as we speak now, the total global cases for the COVID-19 has reached about 7.9 million, and the death toll is now at 433,783 death toll. In the United States, currently we are recording a new spike in coronavirus infection cases, which is actually posing fear to the futures market. And the futures markets dropped on the back of the new reports of the second wave of the COVID-19. And also, oil markets falls on a growing fear of the coronavirus second wave, and the stock market tumbles on the back of the new outbreak of the COVID-19 that is actually looming as we see it. And the Bitcoin also has dropped even this morning to below $9,000 level for the first time since the month of May. And this is now the second outlook for the entire market. Now, as we look at all these things, the markets will be monitoring this closely to see how it so affects the market much. Now, that's not the only market mover for the week that we are anticipating. On Monday, we are not anticipating any much report on the part of different economy. But on Tuesday going forward, we'll be expecting monetary policy reports on the part of the Japanese yen, and also in UK, we'll be expecting claim counts change, which we're expecting. Of course, there's no definite forecast, but the previous value was at 856,000. So, and in the US, we're also expecting core retail sales, and also the Fed chairman will actually give a speech testifying to so many things, which it's going to be a focus for the extensive market, especially the rates discussion will also be monitored closely there. CPI on the part of the Canadian dollar, and also the Fed chairman testimony continues on Wednesday, and New Zealand quarterly GDP reports also will be expected as we move into the week. Also on Thursday, we'll be expecting that unemployment change and the employment change will be reported seriously, which will affect the markets. Of course, we're expecting that the unemployment rate will be at 7%, of course, and the employment rate will be at negative 75, as we expect a serious drop in the previous value. So in Switzerland, we'll be expecting monetary policy, while in UK also monetary policy, as well as we'll be having some asset purchase facility votes on the part of the UK economy. And finally, on Friday, it will end with core retail sales on the part of the Canadian economy, which will be monthly report. Of course, it's also very important report, but we're expecting it to be worse than expected before, because the previous value was at negative 0.4%, but we're expecting it to be at negative 7.3%, which will actually pose to us what will happen this week. These are the market movers this week, and including the coronavirus infection, we will monitor closely to see what eventually come to play in the market. And as it goes in the week, then we'll come with the market wrap up, so that we can give what had happened in the market during the week. Thank you very much.
To all our beloved listeners out there, I want to say a very big thank you for joining us today on your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast. Till I come your way next week, I want you to remember, this is the very best time to trade global markets. What are you waiting for? I remain your host, Prince Adagunle.